The bill before the Senate committee would make it easier for companies to establish new mines. The subject clearly generates interest in northern Wisconsin. Some people waited more than 9 hours to testify yesterday. For some, economic development is at odds with environmental protection. But hydrologist Steve Donahue says the two can coexist. He pointed to the former Ladysmith mine. He says the 1990s operation had a clean environmental record.
It received extensive regulatory oversight, was operated in a water-rich environment on the banks of the Flambeau River, was reclaimed, was and is protective of the Flambeau River, and is a great success. It is an engineering achievement and should be celebrated by the state by rescinding the moratorium.
But environmental sociologist Al Geddick could not have disagreed more. He gives the company that ran the mine marks for trying to control pollution. Yet he says it's impossible to mine in northern Wisconsin without impacting the surroundings.
Under the most ideal circumstances, where they did not have massive piles of tailings, which are the most toxic residue from the mining process, they still did not prevent pollution. If they couldn't do it here, then how can you possibly make an argument that they're going to do a better job when they are facing much more unsurpassable problems at those other sites?
Another expert who testified focused on the opportunity awaiting mine developers and the communities where mines were established. Roger Morton calls himself an economic geologist. He told the committee northern Wisconsin is sitting on a treasure chest. He believes the region could sustain up to 15 mining operations.
You are going to have an initial investment by exploration companies who come in, do the geology, do the drilling. That's going to be $1 billion just in that first stage alone.
Morton estimates even in the early stages, the projects could generate more than 40,000 jobs. Spooner resident Casey Oranson said he'd be eager to take one of them. He's a heavy equipment operator.
Would not only give us a place to work, but give our children an opportunity to work and live in northern Wisconsin rather than watching them leave to seek employment elsewhere. I love the great outdoors. I, too, want to preserve and protect our land. But I believe that we can safely and responsibly mine our land without harming the environment.
The promise made by the bill's authors to strike a balance between the economy and the environment raises red flags for Allison Werner with the River Alliance of Wisconsin. She says she read the bill and was troubled by its relaxed rules for wetland protection and high-capacity wells. She says the changes could have long-term impacts on neighboring streams and private wells.
Some of the places that you're talking about that we've seen on the maps where potential mines could come in are high agricultural areas. What happens if there's not enough water for those farmers, for their cows? It's also vague with the replacement of water. It says water similar to what is there has to be provided. It doesn't say from where. So are we taking from one stream to another? Are we transferring invasive species potentially? You know, what harm could we be causing to groundwater and our surface waters around the state?
Some who spoke out argued their lifestyle and culture would be negatively impacted by new mines. Lawrence Matt of the Forest County Potawatomi Tribe held his young son in his arms as he expressed his concerns.
We got to keep it pristine for him and for the next generations. I want to be able to take him hunting, take him fishing. I don't want to get to a day where my son can't eat the food, because we can't eat money.
Committee chair and bill author Senator Tom Tiffany assured critics that if the legislature passes the bill, it would not mean that all prospective mines would get the green light. That's because local governments could reject mining proposals by refusing to approve zoning. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.